are you talking about? Whit wouldn't leave Odyssey.
But he has. I mean, he just did.
A vacation, I assume?
No. That's why we're trying to find you. He's gone. He's moved away.
Wow. What exactly do you mean by moved away?
Moved away? How many different kinds of moved away are there? Look, come inside. I'll call the airline.
I don't quite...
But why?
Tom took him to the airport an hour ago. Maybe his plane was delayed or canceled or something. Just hurry!
This is ridiculous. It's a practical joke.
Where's that number?
Connie, I...
Hold on.
Miss Kendall, I feel as if someone just punched me in the stomach.
Yeah, you want to explain the situation, or do we have to play 20 questions?
Here it is. 531.
How can he just move away?
Oh, he's busy. I'll keep trying.
Connie!
Okay. Right after you two left town, Wick got an urgent call from the board of that company he started in Chicago.
The Universal Federation, press, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Well, they sponsor different kinds of Christian missions all over the world. Well, Dr. Baines...
Dr. Who?
Whom?
Dr. Baines. He was a close friend and mentor to Wick years and years ago. Anyway, he ran some kind of archaeological mission in the Middle East. Really important, I guess. It's still busy. Get off the phone!
Please continue.
Dr. Baines suddenly passed away. A heart attack or something. So Whit went to Chicago to talk to the board about it and to try to find someone to take charge. They had to do it fast or the mission would have to close. While they were looking, Whit's name came up as the best man for the job. Oh, finally! It's ringing. Whit came back and thought about it and prayed and talked to a bunch of people and then decided to go. What? I don't want a recording. I need to talk to somebody.
Well, I don't believe it.
Yes, I'll hold. As if I had a choice.
Whit's gone to the Middle East, but how could he do such a thing? It's so unlike him.
Well, he said he kept thinking about a conversation he had with you before you left, Eugene.
Conversation with me?
Yeah, something about the time coming in a man's life when he must broaden his horizons, get out and experience the world.
What?
Except he said it wasn't enough just to experience it. He wanted to help.
I thought he was helping the world just fine from here. Boy, you leave for a few weeks.
But how long will he be gone?
Until he decides to come back.
But...
Eugene, you're sputtering.
But how could he leave without saying goodbye to us?
Well, he said goodbye to the whole town, Eugene. The last 2 weeks have been nothing but getting things ready and saying goodbye. They had a big farewell and everything.
But I didn't get to say goodbye.
Well, maybe you still can. That's what I'm trying to... Wait, hello? Yeah, hi. I was wondering about a flight to New York, connecting through Chicago, I think. It's supposed to leave in about 15 minutes. No, I don't want to reserve it. I want to find out if it's leaving on time. It isn't? Oh, that's great. How late will it be? Just another 20 minutes. Thanks. Bye. You've got 35 minutes. If you leave now, you might make it.
Not a chance.
Do you want to say goodbye to Whit or not?
Well, sure, but...
Please, Mr. Walton, we must try. Are you coming, Connie?
I have to watch the shop. Go on, I already cried my eyes out once this week.
What about my hot bath?
Hurry, Mr. Walton, or throw me the keys to your truck.
I'm coming. I hate goodbyes.
Hurry!
Can't you go any faster?
It's a red light, Eugene. I'm not breaking the law to get us to the airport.
Isn't there another way to get to the airport?
Only residential streets with stop signs and little kids. I'm not zooming through there. This is the best way.
But all these traffic lights.
There's one main highway that gets us out to the airport, and this road will take us straight to it. Then we'll have smooth sailing. Now just be patient, will you?
But Mr. Whitaker leaves in approximately 30 minutes.
I know that, but there's no point in killing ourselves or somebody else to get there.
Oh, this is terrible.
Wondering if there was any way you could stop a plane from taking off? Yes, I'm serious. It's kind of an emergency. What kind of emergency? Well, it's so somebody can say goodbye to one of your passengers. Yes, I'm serious. It'll mean a lot to both of them. Well, why can't you? You delay takeoffs for high winds and missing pilots and stuff like that. Can't you do it for an important goodbye? Yes, I am serious. What? Look, I just want to... No, don't say goodbye. Wait, hello? Oh.
If Connie's calculations are remotely correct, we have less than 20 minutes to get to the airport.
Now, you calm down, Eugene. This is Route 24. And you see that sign? Mm-hmm. The airport is only 2 miles away. There's no traffic lights.
Then by all means, put the pedal to the metal.
What?
To borrow the colloquialism.
Oh, will you relax?
I simply cannot believe this is happening. How could Mr. Whitaker leave like this?
Well, it seems to me a plane is the best way to get to the Middle East.
I mean, how could he leave at all?
Obviously, he got a better offer.
Offer? How can you equate this catastrophe with a career decision?
No, I'm not talking offer like someone wants to give him more money. Mm-hmm. I mean offer as in new opportunities, a chance to grow in some new areas. Look, I've been thinking about it, and it makes perfect sense. It's been an odyssey a long time. Maybe God decided it was time to take him away. Take him somewhere else where he can help other people who need him.
But I need him.
Maybe not as much as you think. Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Well, the traffic is slowing down. There's something wrong up ahead.
What? It's not possible.
Warning, road construction ahead. Expect delays up to 15 minutes.
No, say it isn't so.
It's so.
But I can see the airport just up ahead. We're so close.
Well, that's it, Eugene. We'll never make it now.
But I must. Construction or no construction, I have to get through.
Well, wait a minute. What are you doing?
What else? I'm going to run to the airport. I can't let Mr. Whitaker get away. Eugene!
When I was younger, I ran the mile in 6 minutes. Allowing for my lack of physical condition, I'll never make it. What am I gonna do?
Is that Eugene Meltzner?
Mr. Rathbone?
Boy, I haven't seen you in a long time. Where you been?
Out of town.
Just get back in, did you?
Yes.
So why are you running in the middle of this field?
Why are you driving in the middle of this field?
I hate traffic jams. Decided to take a shortcut. There's a dirt road right over the ridge there. Where are you going?
The airport.
Hey, me too. Gotta pick up some boxes at the freight office. You need a lift?
Yes. I mean, if you wouldn't mind.
Nah, hop in.
For flight 754 to Chicago and continuing on to LaGuardia at gate B2. All rows may now board.
Well, Whit, I guess this is it.
Uh-huh.
Now, look, I know we've said our goodbyes and everything, but I want you to know that, well, you know, don't take any wooden nickels.
Okay, Tom.
And be careful.
Will do.
This is our last call for passengers on flight 754 to Chicago and onto LaGuardia. Last call at gate B2 for all rows.
Well, I better be going.
Yeah, don't want to miss your plane. Now, go on, John Avery.
Okay.
And Whit, just let me know if you need anything, okay?
Thanks.
Bye, Whit.
Bye, Tom. God bless.
Oh, boy.
Pardon me, Mr. Rathbone, but exactly where is the freight office? I thought you said it was in the terminal.
It is, in the back, just around the corner. Right there, see?
Oh, would you mind stopping?
What?
I need to get out.
Well, just give me a second, freight office.
I need to get out now. Please, it's most urgent.
But can't you...
Just stop!
I stopped.
Thank you for the ride.
That kid has got a problem.
Pardon me.
Yeah? What happened to you? Are you all right?
How can I get to the terminal from here?
What do you think this big building is?
No. The gates for the passengers, I mean.
Oh. You gotta go around front. This area is for employees only.
But isn't there a faster way? I'm desperately trying to meet someone.
Yeah, the only other way is through there. But you're not allowed to...
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker!
Hey! You can't go that way! Brother. Hey, Murray. Are you there? It's Walt.
Yeah, Walt.
Get airport security back here, will you? Some nut just ran through the restricted area and... Yeah, it looks like he's headed for the planes.
What?
You heard me.
They're on their way. Over and out.
Over and out.
May I help you with your bag, sir?
No. I'll do it.
Can I get you another pillow?
No. I have enough pillows, thanks.
Okay.
appears to be a beautiful day all the way to Chicago.
Let's see now. Which book should I start with next?
Of course, if we run into any bad spots, we'll alert you to return to your seats and fasten your seatbelts. Flight crew, please secure doors for departure.
Lord, help me relax about this.
Did I miss it? No, wait! It's backing away! That must be his! Wait! I need to find... There he is! Mr. Whittaker! Mr. Whittaker! Mr. Whittaker!
Look at that man out there!
Is he crazy? He looks like he's trying to get someone on our plane!
Good grief! Eugene!
Mr. Whittaker! I came to say goodbye! Can you hear me? I came to say goodbye!
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats and fasten your seatbelts. Take your seats and fasten your seatbelts.
Oh, Eugene.
Goodbye, Mr. Whittaker. Gotcha.
What? Come with me, young man. You don't belong back here.
But I was just...
Don't make me have to use force. Now, come on. You're under arrest.
I was just saying... Bye.